Welcome to the Illuminated Path podcast. I'm your co-host, Kate.
And I'm your co-host, John.
We are business and life partners and the founders of New Moon Holistic Life.
We created this podcast for those who are feeling stuck and burned out in life, but aren't sure where to start making changes.
We're here to guide you on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being and to find the balance and happiness that you seek.
Join us as we explore the path to wellness one episode at a time. Welcome back to the Illuminated Path. This is episode 35. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about letting go.
That's an art form.
Yeah.
So let's dive right in because I think this is a really great topic, especially when we talk about holistic living and understanding manifestation and all of these things that go into designing your life. But if you aren't letting go of things that aren't serving you, or especially belief systems, they can hold you back from really accomplishing what you're trying to accomplish.
Letting go of beliefs is such a huge one because we develop like our belief systems, our core beliefs at such a young age when we're so young that we don't even realize that's what we're doing. And it subconsciously guides your life.
Yeah.
You're taking action based on these beliefs that are just stored. And sometimes you have to reassess.
Yeah.
You have to let go of old beliefs, things that you maybe thought were true, or just beliefs that you wanted to hold and took action because of those beliefs. You sometimes have to reassess and get rid of them completely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, letting go of beliefs, relationships,
expectations,
former identities that you've had about yourself, you know?
Or even like if someone wronged you, maybe you're expecting to get an apology and you think that that apology will help you to move on. Sometimes you have to let go of that expectation of receiving the apology, the expectation of how you might feel if you did receive that. Like, you have to do what's best for you overall, over anything.
Yeah. And, you know, I think people definitely have those situations where you have this expectation of something happening or somebody offering you that apology or, you know, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, you need to take a step back and look at how much energy you're putting into that. How much energy does it take for you to hold that grudge and, you know, not let go of it?
This actually reminds me of the show Married at First Sight.
Oh, yeah.
There was a girl, we were watching it recently, and yes, John watches it with me, guys.
Hell yeah, I watched that show.
It's so interesting. There was a girl who felt like she was wronged by her husband, and they ended up getting divorced, but she continuously was like, he has to apologize, and he did apologize, like, so many times.
A thousand times.
And she was like, well, he has to apologize, like, with emotion, and he has to do this and that, and it's like, the relationship is already over.
Yeah.
You guys have decided to go your separate ways. Let it go.
Yeah.
So just kind of came up and thought of that when we were saying like letting go of like that expectation. And just think about how much time she wasted, like, being angry in the back of her mind about it.
Yeah. And the amount of energy that consumed over weeks for this poor guy who wanted nothing but to be there for her and do right by her.
Yeah, and it's really just poor communication.
It was poor communication. It was her not holding space for him. It was not having a, you know, good environment. She was just very aggressive.
Yeah.
Anyways, letting go can affect, obviously, your family and your relationships. It can also affect, you know, if you're not letting go of things in business, in your career. There's tons of, I think, areas of your life, especially identity, and that's really, I always go back to identity because I was a very different person, you know, 5-10 years ago. And I was holding on to who I thought I was supposed to be and who I thought my family wanted me to be and who I think pictured myself growing into and what my life was supposed to be, right? And if I never let go of that, I was never going to create these businesses. I was never going to have this freedom. I was never going to do all the things that I do now.
Yeah, I could definitely say the same for me. Like, I had to let go of that identity and expectation as well. And a lot changed for me when I saw my holistic life coach about 6 years ago. But, you know, initially I had that identity of someone working in a corporate job and having a good, steady paying job and all the things. But it's like, and, you know, thought I was going to follow this specific path of getting married next and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, I had a different path and a different journey. And that included really diving in deep to getting to know myself and building these businesses and learning myself and you on a whole new level that I never would have gotten to had I not let go of that old identity, that past version of me that I think, you know, family, society all thought I was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the role here of taking things personally? Because when we don't let things go, I think a lot of times it's because we've taken something personally.
Yeah, I think that there's just so many of us like take everything personally.
Yeah.
It's hard not to because we internalize things.
And it's your life, you know, it's what you experience and you just immediately see everything at face value of this is my life and someone did this to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we see something happen or we're in a situation and someone may be mad at us or upset with us or whatever and react a certain way.
Yeah.
It's that ability of like, you have to have that ability to separate and know that they're having a reaction or feeling a certain way doesn't necessarily have to do with you.
Right.
Or like who you are as a person. So you have to let go.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times when people take things personally, it's important to understand intent. A lot of times people do not have this intention of, you know, physically attacking you or doing something that's going to hurt you personally.
Right.
A lot of times it's people just being themselves and the way that they've reacted or their own traumas, their own programming and things that they've been through created an environment where they did something that you took personally.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they don't have that intention, which takes us to forgiveness. And I think forgiveness is crucial, right? There are majorly traumatic things that I've been through in my life where if I did not forgive that person, I was only going to continue to relive those things in my head for years and years and years. So you have to be able to forgive people, but I will also offer you this. I've heard this many times and I do like this. I don't know where you stand on it, but you forgive people for yourself, not for them.
Yeah.
You forgive people so that energetically you can live where you need to be and not be losing that energy, not be at such a low frequency, reliving it in your head, overthinking it. You forgive people so that you yourself can move on.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that because when you were saying like you've had to forgive those people, it doesn't necessarily mean like having a conversation with them and saying, I forgive you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you have to just do it for yourself and allow yourself to forgive the situation, forgive the things that were said or the ways that you took, you know, took offense to things. And like you said, you have to just move on.
Yeah, like you're not really always going to get closure. Closure isn't
it's not required.
It's not required. I don't have to like go and talk to someone and say, hey, let's get closure. Like that's not how it works. I'm deciding on my own. I forgive the person and I'm moving on. And that is the closure that I'm giving to myself.
Yeah, definitely. So the role of control.
Yeah.
We talked about control a little bit in the last episode with people pleasing and how we'll make decisions sometimes based out of fear of not being in control. And I think the same thing is true with letting go just in all sorts of like life things. Sometimes we have to like surrender, like let go of having like this super just attachment to like this specific outcome or to this specific expectation.
Yeah, I think, you know, I have like, even like with me, you know, learning more about trading and things like that, like I've had this specific belief of, you know, what it's supposed to be. And I found myself really attached to like the profit I had in a day or the loss I had in a day. And I'm finding myself like that's a lot of control, and really getting back to just trusting, trusting that I know I will learn it. I trust in the universe. I trust in the process. I trust in the journey, and knowing I'll get to where I want to be with it.
I think, like you were mentioning, letting go is such a huge piece to like manifesting. And sometimes that need and desire for control comes from wanting to feel safe, wanting to feel secure, and thinking, I know my future.
Yeah.
But you don't always. And if you really like surrender and let go to the of the expectation and the, you know, emotions that you might be dealing with, and allow, like, just be more open, allow things to happen as you may not expect them to, or allow for opportunities to come up and taking different actions or taking different risks that maybe you didn't even think about before because maybe they're a little scary.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of a good time to review, I guess, and remind people of a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. If you're very fixed, you're not stepping out of your comfort zone.
Right.
And a lot of times you need to be stepping out of your comfort zone. You need to be creating some kind of change in order to experience what you're trying to create. So if you're not really challenging yourself to get uncomfortable, to do new things, to experience new things, and trust the process, trust that change, you're going to have a hard time getting there.
Yeah, I think that definitely goes back to letting go of beliefs, like you said at the beginning, because sometimes in order to be trying these new things, like, you have to let go of an old belief system.
Yeah.
One belief that I had was that work and making money has to be stressful.
Yeah.
It is. I think a lot of people have that belief.
Absolutely.
Because that is the whole hustle and bustle of society. That's what we're taught.
It's scarce. It's hard to get. You need security. You need safety.
You're only going to succeed if you work 80 hours a week. And no. Just no.
Like, not true.
I will not take that on anymore. I definitely did take that on. I had to let go of that belief big time because that opened up so much. It opened up so much freedom for me. It opened up just a better life.
I mean, you and I have worked with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners, and that's a big one that they struggle to let go of, because a lot of people, they end up making a business and then they go, oh, I got to work 80 hours for myself now.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn it into a stressful thing. They get burned out and they close their business.
Right.
Because they take that same belief system of being an employee and apply it to creating a business, and the business is not at all what they wanted it to be.
Yeah. I mean, we were all kind of taught the 40-hour, 9-to-5 work week or whatever.
Yep.
And sure, that can be good structure in some ways, but we've also all learned that no one is productive for 40 hours straight.
Yep.
You get less done. You feel burnt out. You don't do things as good. As shorten that time in freaking half.
Yep.
You're going to have way better content, way better, you know, products or whatever it is that you're doing, when you can be like super focused and in a really amazing mindset and space, it's going to be better all around. So again, let go of that belief and that idea that you have to do things a certain way.
Yeah. And you know, there's times where our businesses were swamped, but it's when you turn it into a stressful thing that it becomes a problem. Like, you can be busy without being stressed.
Yeah.
That's a fine line.
And you can also experience stress and manage it better. Like,
yeah, that's a big one.
You know, it's totally normal to still have stress, even if you are someone who has done a lot of work around stress and manage it better. I know I am. Like, I used to literally identify as, I'm a stressed, like, high strung person.
Yeah.
I don't identify with that anymore, but I still experience stress.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I manage it better now.
Right. This podcast is sponsored by New Moon Apparel. New Moon Apparel is a motivational, zen, and moon-themed clothing line. Shop designs at newmoonapparel.com. So what are strategies and things that we can do for relinquishing that control, letting go of things, even just identifying things that we do need to let go of?
A lot of it starts with, I think, awareness and just being able to like accept things as they are.
Yeah.
And surrendering to that. Knowing that like sometimes things don't go the way that you may have planned or thought. Accept it.
Right.
And letting go of expectations is such a huge piece, because like it will bring you so much peace.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big one, is like, especially when we talk about your identity, right? I think a lot of people, when it comes to letting things go, absolutely, there's, you know, things your boss said that was mean, there's things your friend did that you believed crossed you or whatever, or financially, you believe you should be in a different place. But at the end of the day, I think a big one is people struggle with their identity. They don't let go of things that don't serve them. And that's where, you know, like we always say, awareness, that's where that comes in. Are there things that are holding you back? Like, yeah, if you're trying to create something, do the due diligence to sit down and see, like, what are all the hurdles? What are all the barriers to get there? And make that literally about your habits and your mental state and what you believe about your capacity for that situation.
Yeah. We really often think like it's something outside of us.
Mm.
When oftentimes it is that awareness, that shift in the mindset, like a new perspective and being able to come at something in a new way.
Yeah.
Like you said, letting go of something, letting go of a belief and identity. And it's all internal. Like it's all us sitting with ourselves and assessing and like reassessing and being like, okay, like, no, it's not this external thing that's going to make whatever better. It's inside of me and me coming at it from a new perspective and me being able to deal with it differently and having different emotions and feelings about it.
Yeah. And I think this kind of coincides nicely with should statements. You know, if you're holding yourself to should statements, I should have gone to the gym today. I should have read my 10 pages of the book. I should have done this. You need to let go of that. Your schedule is always changing.
Yeah.
You know, and you can have the ideal and the framework, but when you do things like that and you have these should statements, you're creating a setup for you to let yourself down.
Yeah. And that brings me to like letting go of judgment.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Of yourself and of others.
Well, there was something about that where like people who judge others are really harsh on themselves.
Yes. Because we're just like projecting.
Right. Right.
And so
I do that, like, yeah, hands down.
It's normal. Everyone does that. Yep. We all make judgments in one way or another of people we know, of complete strangers. And when you start to recognize that and just try to like ignore it and not spend time concerning yourself with it and with other people, you will feel more free.
Yeah. You know, I think that's kind of the big piece of this, is like when you are really like judging people, judging yourself, the just like really think about the amount of energy you're spending creating these judgments, creating these expectations. You create this box that you have to live in. And if every single component isn't met, you're dissatisfied, you're disappointed, you've let yourself down.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of weight that people put on their shoulders for no real reason, you know, and that's not to say it's easy, but understanding what you need to let go of and move on from, it really and truly could be the final piece that clicks and changes your life entirely.
Yeah. I think that, I don't know why this just came up, but spending time like on social media, like arguing with people.
Oh, yeah.
You and I have done it. We have like watched things and seen things that frustrate us.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we want to go make our point or do something about it because there's like blatantly like lies being spread or something. Yeah. And we are passionate about things like our health and everything. And so when it comes to that point, and if something is brought up, it's like, it's not worth the time. And it's hard to like let it go sometimes because you are passionate about it, but it's not worth your time, effort, or energy. And that's, again, the biggest thing is like your energy.
Yeah.
Your energy gets so caught up in things, and it's not worth spending your energy in those areas.
No. And, you know, I think that goes back to manifestation, which we'll have to get to another episode on that at some point. But it's like your life force, your energy is a resource that you're allocating. And when you get super caught up on those stupid comments on social media, you're losing parts of your life for just dumb conversations.
Yeah. You're literally losing time. And time is like one of the most precious resources that we have.
Absolutely. Do you want to share your masterclass?
Yes. So my masterclass / workshop, interactive workshop, is coming up very soon on Wednesday, May 8th. If you are interested in joining, it is free. You can go to newmoonholisticlife.com/trueself. This is going to be a more interactive workshop where you're going to be really going through like a coaching session with me. I'll be walking you through setting some identity-based goals, really uncovering some of like the beliefs and current subconscious programming that you have. We'll be doing some guided meditations and breath work together so I can really like have the audience like really dive in and feel into the things that we are discussing. And it's about creating a better life for yourself. I'm also going to be teaching about what it really means to live a holistic lifestyle and why that is such an important component to reaching your goals and creating and shifting into a new identity.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I'm going to be offering a free 30-minute integration call with me one-on-one so that we can work on the identity shifts that you've, you know, really uncovered that you're desiring and the actions that you want to take. And so I'm going to be offering some support there as well, one-on-one after the workshop. So I'm really excited. It's really about me offering like help and guidance and starting to do that for the people that are interested in changing their life.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Love that. Friendly reminder, you can go to theilluminatedpathpodcast.com and write in. You can fill out the form on that site. We will take a look at that. If there's any questions you want to ask, topics you want to suggest, even guests, we're starting to, you know, get some guest episodes planned. We're also planning to incorporate a new segment. So I don't know what that's going to be yet. So if you have suggestions, feel free to write in. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.